This is very simple. What I don't want you to do, and I know Maddie doesn't want you, I don't want you to miss the year-end closeout sale from our guys at Mattress Firm. I mean, there's a lot of things. Everybody's shopping. Everybody wants this, wants that. But you got to treat yourself. Nobody's probably going to do this for you. You need to go in there. You need to get this process started, and you will be happy. And I know Matt. I know, Maddie, you know this is right.
Yeah, Terry, and here's the reason why you have to check out the year-end closeout sale. You can get up to 50% off select floor models and get up to 60% off accessories while supplies last. You can save up to $500 store-wide in some of their best brands like Sealy, Beautyrest, Stearns & Foster, and more. They have queen sets for as low as $179.99, and no interest financing is available for 5 years. That's why you have to check out that custom collection of Tempur-Pedic, which is the absolute best.
What they also realize at Mattress Firm is that buying a mattress isn't something you do every day. Every 8 years, they tell me, is when you need to do it. But I love a great shopping experience. And I'm going to tell you something. I've been in a lot of stores. I'm sure you have, too. You will never have a better shopping experience than you will have with the experts at Mattress Firm when they get you going. When they start to find just the right bed, just the right feel, everything you'd always hope for. These kids, there's one on every corner, you know. These are the guys you want to go to and treat yourself a little bit in the holiday season.
Yeah, absolutely, Terry. And you mentioned about getting you going there when you're in Mattress Firm. My sales guy, Todd, he really got me going. I was in there a few weeks ago buying some new mattresses for the boys, and they really just, it doesn't matter if you're spending thousands and thousands of dollars or you need a new mattress for a four-year-old kid, they're going to treat every customer like they're a guest in their own home. So, like you're the guest in their home, not you're a guest in your own home.
Right.
Because that never happens.
You get treated
like garbage in your own home. It's when you go to other people's homes that they treat you like a guest. And that's what they'll do at Mattress Firm. So the mattress experts, the sleep experts, will walk you through their very simple process to find the mattress that best fits your sleep style. So take advantage of the year-end closeout sale. You go to mattressfirm.com. You find the location nearest to you. Get in there and let them help you out. And you can bring in the new year sleeping very happy. It's Mattress Firm. Save money.
Save happy.
When you enter into a real estate transaction, buying or selling, your personal information becomes public record and goes on the internet. That means everyone has access to sensitive personal details about you, from where you live to what you've paid for your home. Well, Chicago Title Land Trust makes it simple and affordable to put an end to all that. Safeguarding your personal information will help protect you from falling victim to identity theft and real estate fraud. Chicago Title Land Trust Company. Protecting your privacy starts here. Call 888-878-7856.
Winter is coming. Escape to a tropical paradise, to something different, something better. The five-time award-winning Marival Hotels in Nueva Vallarta. Fly nonstop. Extraordinary accommodations, superb dining and drinks, endless features, all included. Book by December 31st and save up to 45% with an instant ticket to paradise special. Get yours at awardwinningvacation.com. Make yours at awardwinningvacation.com. Nothing compares. See for yourself.
Which winter would you rather? Winter that sounds like cold. Or Florida's winter, which sounds like
Florida's awesome!
Yeah, thought so. Head to Florida for a warmer side of winter.
Look out for that wave!
Go to visitflorida.com.
This year, the Hyundai holidays are making everything merry and bright. That's because for a limited time, we're offering our most wonderful deals of the season on every new Hyundai. Plus, to keep that festive feeling going 10 years long, every Hyundai also comes backed by America's best warranty, our 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. So go on, get merry at your Hyundai dealer. Drive home behind the wheel of a brand new Hyundai during the Hyundai holiday sales event. Visit buyhyundai.com or see your Hyundai dealer today. Better is the reason to buy Hyundai. The Hyundai holidays are the reason to buy now.
Lease the Elantra for just $119 a month for 36 months with $28.19 due at signing. Or get up to $32.50 in holiday bonus cash. Stop by your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today or visit buyhyundai.com. America's best warranty claim based on total package of warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details. For more information, call 877-248-1585.
Kids, 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
Now accepting boats, RVs, and real estate donations. 1-877
Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Hurry, it's your last chance to donate for 2016.
Board update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Looking for family fun this winter? Join NU at Welsh Ryan Arena. Single game tickets and family plans are on sale at NUSports.com. Bears cornerback Kyle Fuller will remain on injured reserve for the rest of the season following knee surgery in August. He says this is not the way he wanted it to go.
It's disappointing because, you know, you want to be out there, but I just got to listen to my body, you know, not quite there yet, and just go from there.
This show sucks. Fuller says he wanted
kidding.
To
yeah.
Oh man. Fuller says he did want to come back despite the coaching staff questioning his desire. He says also that he has not spoken with GM Ryan Pace specifically about his status for next year. The Blackhawks will get goaltender Corey Crawford back soon. He is hoping to play Friday when they take on Colorado. He had the appendectomy. He's returning from that. The Bulls tonight will play at home. We've got the Washington Wizards in town. And the White Sox have outrighted reliever Matt Perk. College basketball, bragging rights game tonight in St. Louis. The Illini take on Missouri. We have it right here on The Score, the broadcast at 5:30. This update is brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmailmedical.com. And The Score's holiday broadcast at Real Time Sports brought to you by Windy City Suites in Lakeview, where life is a little bit sweeter. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the official radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs, 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station, and home of the world champion Cubs.
This hour, Boris and Bernstein is brought to you by Web Hyundai. Visit webhyundai.com today.
Please refrain from shooting lasers onto the field. Thank you.
Keith Futek.
I love him. My daddy loved him. His daddy loved him.
Publisher of collegefootballnews.com.
I love football. Love it. Love it. I think it's the last bastion of hope for toughness in America in men. In males.
Campus Insiders contributor.
A lateral back. Chippewa still on the move. Five. Corey Willis looking for the end zone for CMU, and he's
touchdown.
In the end zone. Touchdown Central Michigan.
Over CMU.
Pie aficionado.
Was that pie I smell?
Pete Futek.
He's a friend of the program.
Pete Futek with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
And at 4:06, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score, we got a guy now we can talk to about, and there's always something going on in college football.
He's on Twitter, at Pete Futek. He is on the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline. Is your car ready for winter? See your CarX man. Who knew, who thought that the decisions of Christian McCaffrey and Leonard Fournette would immediately become such national news, and now we are debating the meaning of football character?
Hi. I'm there. That's me. I said this from all along. I've been the one who says these guys are insane to be playing in these games. And now all of a sudden, if you're not playing in a bowl game, well, you're un-American, and all of a sudden nobody wants you to play football anymore.
It's amazing, though, isn't it? Yeah, especially now as we understand what the game does, and whether it's Willis McGahee's injury or whether it's what happened recently, that we saw it all play out right in front of us with Jalen Smith. It's not
and
even.
The go
ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry. And the arguments have just been just among the stupid. I mean, it's the same old stuff where, like, oh, you're selfish. You're letting down your team. You are, you know, you don't care about playing football. And NFL general managers don't want to see this. Well, first of all, any general manager worth his salt does not want Leonard Fournette with an extra 40, carries under his book, or just another 40 hits. You mm-hmm. know what Derek Barnett is. You know what Christian McCaffrey is. You know what all these, underclassmen types are. And you don't need to see this in another game. Secondly, the pure hypocrisy of coaches being able to shift jobs, whether it's Tom Herman leaving, for Texas and not coaching the bowl game against Houston, Willie Taggart not coaching for South Florida and going off to Oregon. Oh, well, that's all right. He's got to start his recruiting class. But if Christian McCaffrey doesn't want his leg snapped in 19 places, all right, well, bad, bad, bad. You are a bad, person. You are selfish. How dare you do this? But it's, this is going to stop. It's going to be, I also like these other coaches. Well, I don't think this is a trend. Yeah, it is. This is a trend. This is how it's going to start, and it's not going to stop because these guys have figured it out. And the next step is you're going to have a player that's going to be like, you know what? Why am I playing college football at all? I'm not risking this because exactly like you said, in today's day and age, where between concussions and CTE awareness and all the other parts of this, is that you have such a limited shelf life as a football player. Why risk it by playing when you don't have to?
Yeah, I think at some point the NFL is going to have to start cutting some checks here and start opening up developmental academies of one kind or another. If you say, and I know the talent evaluators believe that there's a reason 3 years out of high school, not 3 years in college, but 3 years out of high school, for physical reasons, it's not like basketball where you can compete with grown-ass men. Here, here the grown-ass men are smashing you in the head, and it's different, and they ask that you be a little bit more physically mature, even though we see some of these high school players and we can't believe what they look like in some of these $80 million high school stadiums.
Yeah.
But the NFL at some point is going to have to say that, because the colleges will make them do it. At some point isn't going to want a guy on their campus who might quit halfway through a season or decide.
Like Leonard Fournette did. Leonard Fournette did exactly that, where he's like, you know what, my ankles hurt. And all of a sudden he got pushed around by some Florida, assistant coach or something. Oh, now it's fine. Now I'm going to play. And you're right. The last thing you want is for players to go out there and being like, I don't really know if I'm really going to try this year or really give it a full go. And, you had all this with Jadeveon Clowney. You had this with Fournette this year. And the couple of answers to this are easy. One, either let the players have agents and take money and do whatever it is they feel like they need to do. So at least there's some sort of financial compensation in some sort of way. Or, like you said, for the NFL, just expand the rosters. Cut out this, phony baloney 3 years out of high school thing. Leonard Fournette could have at least had a shot in playing in the league right out of high school or as a freshman, or at least someone would have get paid him a shot at it. And like you said, stick him on the developmental squad or some sort of designation that gets these guys out there. But again, more and more, you're going to see players going to figure this out and be like, why am I playing the XYZ State Bowl and potentially having a Jalen Smith thing and losing tens of millions of dollars and killing my NFL dream? For a game that really, at the end of the day, doesn't matter all that much.
And I suppose, Pete, as we look forward to, whatever happens with this, there's always going to be somebody who's going to write and pound that kid. I mean, it just seems like you're just waiting. Whether some football guy, this football's the greatest thing ever. Why? What are you doing, you selfish little bastard? I mean, it's inevitable. And I mean, I don't know how many will make this decision, but my guess is, with the power of these two, quite a lot are going to take a hard look at this.
Oh, yeah, most of the people are saying things like you're saying, either are walking with a severe limp or have CTE at this point. So you're not talking about guys who are, really thinking this through. And again, if you were to be told tomorrow you are guaranteed, $10 million, all you have to do is not get into a car crash on the way to work tomorrow. Everybody who has that deal would not get in the car and go to work. You wouldn't risk it. Now, if you're talking about playing for a national championship or even a Rose Bowl or something, that I
guess. Maybe.
To a point. But you always hear guys like, LeBron James, for example. I know he always gets wistful around NCAA tournament time. Like, I wish I could have played in this. Or, you get guys who say, for the rest of their lives, think, I could have had a championship, and they just never get over it. I kind of get that. But again, if you're Ed Oliver, the defensive tackle of Florida, and you're a true freshman, just what are you doing? Just go get in shape for the next 2 years. Make sure your body's in prime condition, and you will be a top 15 draft pick 2 years from now.
Does Tracy Clays keep his job at Minnesota? And if not, is this kerfuffle just sort of a convenient way of letting him go just because they wanted to anyway?
I think they liked him a lot. I think they liked the direction Minnesota's going. Remember, they were still in the hunt for Big Ten championship things late in the season.
He did a decent
job on the field. This is a hard one because the Minnesota players are just dead wrong. They whiffed on the entire
idea.
It
was bad.
Still proven guilty. And nobody advised them right. And having grown up in Minnesota and around the, that was my program growing up. My dad worked there. I couldn't be prouder of the university of being like, you know what? Fine. Don't go to your Holiday Bowl. I don't care. We're not, jeopardizing our principles. And finally, someone stood up to a football program. And, legally, they also sort of had to do this. But I have a hard time just automatically dogging Tracy Claes for this because, on the one hand, if you're a coach, you got to somehow show support for your players. And you got to.
Even when they're idiots? Can't you privately just say, hey, guys, you're being idiots?
Knock it off.
Yeah.
It's a hard one. And the easier way to do it is say, just let the process play itself out. Just wait. I support my players. These are my guys. But it's a little bit of a hard situation. So I agree that Claes looks awful in this situation because the team looked awful in this situation. Mm-hmm. But the school looked great. So.
Right.
Fine. So it's an icky, ugly situation, but I'm not going to say, hey, this thing happened. These things happen. But you know what? If things like this happen, that's how you want your school and university to handle it. And when it comes to Claes, I have a hard time really pounding on him too hard on this.
Yeah, another thing that looked bad, though, because as I was reading some of the stuff, the players were saying, like, well, yeah, one of our guys who's helping write this, he's an English major, and it's like, well, really? Because it wasn't, nothing that they wrote was well written. You know, if I'm part of the English department, I'm thinking, don't say that, because they said, exactly. Like, we got one of our smart guys to help us with this. It's not just the dumb guys. Our smart players are standing up too, and then you actually read some of the stuff they're writing and the syntax and all of the word choices and all of it. Like, these are your smart guys?
And I think they're just like one half click away from saying make Minnesota great again.
They actually said make the program great again.
Yeah, they were doing all that. They were using all the rhetoric going on right now. Or how about the police who I think there's a comment out there saying, well, it didn't look like she wasn't enjoying herself or something like that. The whole thing's awful. But again, if something like this is going to happen, you want it to be handled the way Minnesota handled this situation.
Yeah, I would just say, if I'm him, I would just say to the rest of them, look, don't say a word unless you're 100% exactly sure what happened. What are you doing? That's all. I wouldn't, yell at him, Pete, but I just, what are you doing? I mean, you don't know this.
To spin this in the other way, to say, okay, what can we learn from this on the other side? One, we learn what happens when players don't have proper representation. They're not unionized. You don't have someone who can speak for them.
Mm-hmm.
And so you get a bunch of guys who, all right, fine, they're seniors. But I'm sure what happens in a situation like this is it's hard to bring together all these players because you're going to have that second team punter whose dad is going to call up the kid and be like, dude, are you going to lose your scholarship over this? You really want to get in on this? I don't think so. So I'm sure the parents had a little bit of influence on this. But on the other side, this is the other thing I've always kind of said is this is the power the players have. If you can galvanize players to do this, I've always said before a Final Four, some team, like a number one caliber team, should be like, look, put X amount of dollars into this scholarship fund for our university or whatever you want to do, or we're not showing up. What are you going to do? And at some point, some of these players are going to figure out that this is the true power that they have, is just if they can get everyone together. And that's the hard part about doing it, is to getting an entire team of football players together for one cause, that's the power they have. Because you had the Holiday Bowl pretty much shaking and completely and totally screwed if they didn't show up and play for this game.
Exactly, but for a terrible reason. That's the shame of it. I agree with wholeheartedly. Exactly. Agree with you 100% about, hey, it's nice to see an understanding that they do have some power that they can wield. But for this, you're going to go to the mattresses for this? Come on.
It's the exact Dennis Miller line back in the day a million years ago. Okay, really? First Amendment rights? We're going to the wall for Two Live Crew? Really? Okay. That's fine. But yeah, you'd wish it was for something better, like players' rights or, even saying, we want better treatment, get paid, whatever it is. But at least this kind of shows that these guys can, galvanize together and potentially come up with real change if they do it properly.
Yeah, and just, I mean, you would think with all we've seen and all we've heard and all we know about a scandal here or a scandal there, Pete, that you wouldn't even have to tell them to tread a little softly on this one. You wouldn't think, if they're paying attention, thoughtful college students, that they would know some of this stuff's been going on. It isn't like it's been hidden. Baylor's involved in it. A lot of places are where there's odd things that are happening. I mean, if you absolutely have to say something, if you just do your work on it. If you absolutely feel a need to defend whatever the hell you're going to try to do, do your homework. That's all. I mean, I don't care what your major is. Just know what the hell you're talking about.
I will say this, and I'm really pushing a sort of envelope here in terms of you know taking this to another level. But when I did interview most of these players during the Big Ten media days and throughout the season. And then, I had the line, okay, Trump or Hillary. Just about all of them were for Trump. So if you've got this rhetoric in your head and you're thinking, hey, look at what's happening with this, then you think, hey, I'm entitled to answers for things, and you try to use your bully pulpit for that. Maybe that's a little bit part of it, too. But you're right. This was just a wrong move. They did not get advised well, if at all. And at the end of the day, University of Minnesota stood firm because, again, a lot of programs, out there, we know, would just have said, all right, fine, we'll give you answers, and you would have gone on with life.
Pete, as always, we enjoy your presence, and I hope you enjoy your Christmas presents as you enjoy your holiday.
Yeah, congratulations again. Thank you so much, guys. You guys have been the best to be on. Terry, good luck.
All right, my friend. Thank you very much.
That is Pete. Got the big fingers. That is Pete Futak, who joins us weekly to talk college football at the top of the 5 o'clock hour. Hub Arkish will be here, and it is
yours.
It is your chance to ask him questions, to make comments to him, anything you want. He's got cookie recipes for you, I believe. Whatever you want. Hub is all things to all people.
Don't forget his lovely holiday cupcakes.
And he is all yours at 5 on the score.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, and what better way to kick off your holiday than with the Score Guys. Tomorrow, don't miss 670 The Score's holiday broadcast, live from Real Time Sports at 1120 West Devon in Elk Grove Village. It all starts with the Mully and Hanley Show at 5 a.m., Spiegel and Goff from 9 a.m. to 1, and the final Boers and Bernstein Show ever from 1 to 6. We'll be giving away some great prizes all day, so come get into the holiday spirit with 670 The Score. Brought to you by Lover's Lane, Viking Ski Shop, Windy City Suites, Arango Cigar, and Bolingbrook Golf Club.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. The New York Giants were hit with a $150,000 fine, and head coach Ben McAdoo has to scratch a $50,000 check for the team's use of walkie-talkies on the sidelines during their Week 14 win over the Cowboys. The team's also going to have their fourth-round draft pick dropped to the bottom of that round after McAdoo went rogue and went mall-cop to make sure that he and Eli Manning could still communicate. Ben, seriously, you thought that was all right. This isn't treehouse-to-treehouse communication. It's the National Football League. The Giants aren't the first team to have their headsets go down, but they are the first to hit Radio Shack up to solve that problem. So while the team has cooperated with the league's investigation, which concluded that they only used the walkies for 5 plays, there really is no way to prove that, and the team's brazen rule break left the league no choice but to do something.
Breaker, breaker.
The Giants are lucky. They're lucky they aren't the Patriots. I'm Jim Rome.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way to do it. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. Talk about dreamy. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel. You'll love the way they caress her every curve. More than a gift, they're feeling. An invitation to relax a little bit longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her the gift that keeps on giving to both of you. You don't have to wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Lovely. And Christmas delivery, of course, guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs and tell them the Score sent you. I love you.
Make your next golf outing one to remember by hosting it at one of Chicago's premier golf facilities, Bolingbrook Golf Club. This five-star layout has it all. Elevated tees, rolling fairways, incredible greens, and seven lakes. The driving range and golf academy are award-winning. Hurry, prime 2017 dates still available, but filling fast. Is a wedding in your future? Bolingbrook Golf Club is the perfect setting for the big day. From 8 to 800, your guests will be impressed. For more information on outings or weddings, visit bolingbrookgolfclub.com. That's bolingbrookgolfclub.com.
Hello, gentlemen. Billy and Lauren here from the Diamond Air in St. Charles.
So, you've asked us, why should I come to you for my diamond engagement ring?
That's like asking, why should I go to Wrigleyville to watch a ball game?
Well, that's true, dear, but let's make it clear why you should buy at the Diamond Air. Number one, unlike chain box stores, I hand-select each diamond that comes into the store. So if that diamond has inclusions you can see with the naked eye, or if the color is yellowish, then it is unacceptable and we simply do not buy it. Also, as a second-generation jeweler, I've been handling diamonds since I was about 6 years old. So I learned from my father and traveling to Belgium to purchase diamonds directly from the cutter. This skips a minimum of two middlemen, assuring you are paying the lowest price.
You will also never be bombarded by commissioned salespeople. You will sit in our comfortable diamond salon and actually have a blast shopping for your diamond. Call us at 630-355-RING to book your experience. And again, why is that, Billy?
Because with the Diamond Air, you will get a larger, better quality diamond for less. Because remember, gentlemen, size does matter.
Winter is coming. Escape to a tropical paradise, to something different, something better. The five-time award-winning Marival Hotels in Nueva Vallarta. Fly nonstop. Extraordinary accommodations, superb dining and drinks, endless features, all included. Book by December 31st and save up to 45% with an instant ticket to paradise special. Get yours at awardwinningvacation.com. Make yours at awardwinningvacation.com. Nothing compares. See for yourself.
Which winter would you rather? Winter that sounds like or Florida's winter, which sounds like
Florida's awesome!
Yeah, thought so. Head to Florida for a warmer side of winter.
Look out for that wave!
Go to visitflorida.com.
How would you like to make some serious cash flipping houses in your area? Well, get ready. The Nick Vertucci Real Estate Academy, as seen on TV, is coming soon to offer free training workshops. Call 1-800-297-3902 now to get your free tickets. Call 800-297-3902 in the next 30 minutes, and Nick Vertucci, as a bonus, will send you a free copy of his Fortunes in Flipping kit immediately. Call 800-297-3902. That's 800-297-3902 to get your free tickets and learn the Fortunes in Flipping system to get in, get out, and get paid.
This year, the Hyundai holidays are making everything merry and bright. That's because for a limited time, we're offering our most wonderful deals of the season on every new Hyundai. Plus, to keep that festive feeling going 10 years long, every Hyundai also comes backed by America's best warranty, our 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. So go on, get merry at your Hyundai dealer. Drive home behind the wheel of a brand new Hyundai during the Hyundai Holiday Sales Event. Visit buyhyundai.com or see your Hyundai dealer today. Better